Good morning, everyone. Week 9, we are here with Fantasy Football Weather Guys. I'm your host, Colin Golzinski, with our on-staff meteorologist. We are quantifying the weather risks in sports every weekend for you. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great over here. How are you doing, Colin?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful fall day up in upstate New York. I was in New York City last weekend, but I think we need to talk about something. There's only two of us today.
What happened to Mike?
A new fantasy football weather baby. Mike and his beautiful wife gave birth to a very healthy girl, Olivia Ray, and we're very excited for them. So very newborn, I think a couple days old now. So he is changing diapers and constantly feeding the baby every hour, he said.
Yeah, doing a lot of dad stuff. He says he's learning on the go here, but he's learning quick because, well, what other option do you have, right? So we do want to congratulate Mike and Angela on their baby. We're super happy for them. But Mike, maybe a little MIA in the near future here.
Yeah, and I want to shout out to Walrus67. We appreciate you listening. So this week, you know, we don't have a lot to talk about, but we're just going to go through some things that you are kind of keeping an eye on. You know, we have a very kind of quiet week, all green. I'm going to bring up our weather table that you can find on our website, ffweatherguys.com. And right here you can see, I mean, we're all green. Good, you know, kind of bad for us. We like when it's not. And now when I say green, I have Squid Games in my head. I'm like, oh no, if it's red, do I get shot? But we don't shoot anyone.
I have yet to see this, and I hear a lot, very mixed kind of reviews. But I feel like it's at a point where I need to see that show.
I will say the show and the story is great. I just switched to the subtitles. The dubbing was just a little too bad for me.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But so you're right. I mean, we do have a lot of greens this week, right? We don't see even any cautions. There hasn't even really been cautions this entire week.
Yeah, so where should we go? Do you want to talk about anything that you're watching?
There were a few areas that we were potentially monitoring, and that would be for the Buffalo, Jacksonville, Green Bay, Kansas City, and the San Francisco game, the Arizona, San Francisco game. But again, we want to highlight that there's really no impacts that we're forecasting. There are just some things that we were monitoring. So like, Colin, you have up the Buffalo at Jacksonville game right now.
Correct.
What we're monitoring is that wind value, right? And that wind value is creeping up to the 20-mile-an-hour mark, which kind of piques our interest is in terms of impact. And Colin, maybe if we could go to the weather map, we'll see what's kind of causing these elevated wind values. And we unfortunately had some technical difficulties with our map, so we're using Tropical Tidbits for our surface weather map. So what we're looking at is surface mean level pressure and precipitation. That's what all that green is. And the big system here is off the southeast coast. And that tracked across Florida over this weekend. And what we're still seeing lingering there are some elevated wind values, and specifically for the Jacksonville area, which is located in northeastern Florida. So we are expecting winds in the 15, maybe 20 mile an hour range, maybe some gusts here and there. But again, this is not something that's triggering our algorithm to be super impactful. And plus, let's be honest, you're playing Josh Allen and company in this game anyway.
Oh, you better believe I am, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. So Colin has all his chips and he's gone all in on this Buffalo game, which I don't blame him, especially given the over-under on this game and Buffalo basically favored by almost 15 points. But then the only other really area to talk about, really potentially two, is one is the Green Bay at Kansas City game. Obviously, we don't have Aaron Rodgers for that game. We were noticing some elevated wind values as we have two kind of there was an area of baroclinicity over that area. So some of the wind values were becoming a little bit escalated in KC. But we are not really worried about that area. And then the other one is San Francisco. And the Cardinals will be traveling Francisco. We do have a system going to be moving into that area early next week. And we'll see some winds get into the 15, 20 mile an hour range for this game. No precipitation to worry about. And plus, you're going to be playing with a hobbled Kyler Murray and Jimmy Garoppolo. So, you know, we don't necessarily expect this to be a barn anyway.
I think late breaking that Kyler Murray may be out and Hopkins out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was going to be the big thing. Are they going to play? They were going to go through some. see if they can do it. And has it officially been distinguished that he's not going to play?
I think so. I just got a text, so I'm gonna do some research while we do this. Late breaking news.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So we're giving this to you live right now. Colin got, I guess, a text here stating that he's out. I looked some status reports before our show, and it was showing that he was questionable. But regardless, he's going to be limited, right? He's not going to have the ability, especially with Hopkins also dealing with I believe it was a hammy issue. I just don't expect this to be a high-scoring affair. I think the over-under on this game is around 45 points.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah, 45. Right. I mean, well, now if Hopkins and Murray are out, that's a very, very...
It's a big, yeah. And actually, we're going to get to that a little bit later on because we're going to have our over-under pick of the week. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that game. Especially, it doesn't help if the winds do pick up a little bit. This may not be overly impactful. We may not notice this while watching the game, that it seems like winds are really having a significant impact. But even if the winds are influencing maybe one or two kicks or one or two, you know, downfield passes, you know, that could have implications. But again, you know, if whoever you're planning on starting in those games, we would still encourage you to start. We don't want to blow this game out of proportion.
So I think someone was just getting a little antsy and ahead of ourselves, but I'm still trying to confirm. I mean, it does look.
Yeah, I would say we're going to come back to that one. Maybe we'll check the status report on that.
Yeah.
Towards the end. But overall, the central messaging here is there's a few games that may have some wind in that 15 to 20 mile an hour mark, but nothing that we're considering to be overly impactful. So, and that's really it from a weather overview. I think the rest of the time here, we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about DFS. Is that right, Colin?
Yeah, no, I mean, DFS is going well. We have our fantasy football league. You know, we're kind of losing players. So if you're out there and you want to play against us for a dollar, test your skills against us, we'd be very happy to have you in our fantasy football weather guy league. And we'll update the link on our website, and we'll send a tweet out after this too, just to invite everyone. It's fun to play with us. You know, I think overall there's always a fantasy football weather guy that finishes in the top three. So you know, bring it on.
But yeah, we love having people join. And just kind of seeing how things shake out, right? Everyone has kind of their different strategy for lineups. We love doing this, especially when there's weather games, right? Because we could cater that DFS lineup, especially if there's a game we think is impactful. So we did that for the Colts San Francisco game, and that was a ton of fun, kind of creating our own lineups and seeing how our decision making changes based on weather. But for non-weather games, it's still a ton of fun to kind of create these lineups and kind of see what happens, because it's any given Sunday, right?
Yeah. So this week's lineup, I went, you know, I did kind of hint at it. You know, I went with a Buffalo stack. I went with a Sanders Allen. I think that game, I always feel like I'm getting so biased now being a Bills fan, watching what they can do, watching what Allen can do. But I just think against Jacksonville, I thought they were going to blow Miami out. That was a little too close to call. I'm glad they covered the spread with that late Allen touchdown. That was a very important touchdown for betting wise. But, you know, this week the spread's 14.5. I think Allen and Sanders are going to have a good game, but you got Beasley, you got Diggs. You could do a lot of different stacks there. But I went with that.
Yeah.
And I think I want to hint at my kind of like diamond in the rough play, is I'm going to say Conklin. And I know you want to get to him too, but I know that leads into your stack this week.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But to your point, you know, Jacksonville has given up over 278 yards on average this year. They're ranked number 28. They've been playing actually a little bit better of late, but I think, and on the other side, right, Buffalo is a stout defense. So I think they're really going to limit their any type of potential for that Trevor Lawrence-led offense. I think that Josh Allen is going to thrive here. He's going to use his legs. I think Emmanuel Sanders, I know he really let a lot of people down. I believe that was last week where everyone was playing him in DFS and got a big old goose egg, me included, right?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he gets in the end zone and Stephon Diggs does. I also think Zach Moss is a really good play this week against a not great Jacksonville front. I think that he has some TD upside as well. For my quarterback, I went with Lamar Jackson. So I paid up a little bit, not as much as Josh Allen, but he was somebody that was a little bit more pricey. And I really think that Jackson's going to get it done with his legs. They're playing against Minnesota. This is a high over-under game, 50.5 points, I think currently is the over-under on that game. And, you know, Minnesota has played a little bit better of late in their passing, defense. They're ranked number 17th right now. We're giving up around 246 yards. Again, a little bit better of late, but I think when he's not passing, I think that Lamar Jackson's going to do an awesome job just getting it done with his legs. So I'm really high on him. And with the stack there, I have Marquise Brown. I think that he has some potential for some big plays in this one. And so I have him as one of my wide receivers.
And in that game, on the other side of the ball, I know we talked a little bit, but Conklin for 3,000, what a value.
I'm playing Conklin as well. I think a lot of people are playing Conklin this week. I mean, the Baltimore defense has been giving up big points to the tight end, and Conklin's been getting in the end zone. He has that potential to do it. You know, Kirk Cousins is looking to him in that red zone, in the end zone. So I think he definitely has that potential. And he's only $3,000, right? So why not take that shot? I think you're playing him, you said, in your flex, right? You're not even playing him at tight end. You're using him as a flex.
Exactly.
Which I think is a good play because he's so low, 3,000 with that high touchdown potential.
Yeah, and playing with him so low in my flex, I was able to get Dalvin Cook. And, you know, and then I really just kind of stayed around the 5,500 mark as most of my other players. But I think there's some good value. I love T. Higgins. I love the Cincinnati receivers. You know, I know everyone's high on, it's just, I want to say Chase, but I don't know. You know, I always say his name wrong. But
Jamar Chase?
Yeah, Jamar Chase. That's right. Yeah. But he's always a lot more expensive. But I like T. Higgins. I think, you know. And Cleveland, yeah. I mean, this is one of my games that I was kind of like very intrigued about. I think, you know, sometimes you wonder what emotions come into play in the locker room and what's going on. There was a lot of kind of gossipy stuff going on in Cleveland this week with Odell.
Yeah, well, OBJ, in case you didn't hear, Odell Beckham Jr., I think, was officially released from the Cleveland Browns. So that is his destination for the next team is kind of TBD.
Right.
But I think that's a good pickup here in DFS in with the absence of OBJ.
Yeah, I think you know, yeah, Cleveland could come out to prove a point that they didn't need him, don't want him, and you know. So, but anyways, T. Higgins in that game.
Yeah, and in running back, so you're playing Dalvin Cook, and who else are you playing there, Colin?
I'm playing Mitchell. I think that this game, especially with Arizona being so iffy with their starters, you know, San Francisco could be a pretty important win for them, you know, against Arizona. So I think Mitchell.
Yeah. I mean, I have Mitchell in our league, Colin. And I've been checking all week, like, what's his injury? What's his status update? He's been dealing with injuries throughout the year. I think he's dealing with a rib injury right now. And it's like, hey, is he going to go or is it going to be Jamar Hasty?
Yep.
And so I think right now he's on track to play. And I'm just a little bit worried about him going against that Arizona front.
The Arizona front's ranked 19th.
Multiple outings over 100 yards.
Ranked 19th. The Arizona rushing defense. They're averaging 100.
Yeah, but they've been better. I think they've been a little bit better. Like right now, they are the number four overall defense.
They're overall four, but that's because their passing is ranked two. And, you know, the passing average, you know, so. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it's probably weighted a little bit.
But yeah, but I mean, how much was he, right? How much was Mitchell?
Mitchell? Oh, hold on a second. He was pretty cheap.
Yeah, he's pretty cheap. So you're saving 5,800.
I mean, he was 5,800. You know, I think there's some upside. So, but yeah, so I think my starting lineup, you know, I'm I really am trying to do the, you know, find the mid value, right? That's all what DFS is the you find low value, buy low, sell high.
Yep.
But
I'm going with Kamara and Eckler here. I'm debating right now Kamara. Here's the thing I'm worried about with Kamara, right? You have Taysom Hill in there now. I believe he passed concussion protocol. He's projected to be the starter. And you often wonder with a rushing capable quarterback how that's going to affect the running back, in this case, Kamara. So I'm a little bit worried paying $8,200 for Kamara here, about what that volume is going to look like, and that his ability to get those yards that we know he can get even in the passing game. We know he's a go-to receiver in the passing game as well. So I'm a little bit worried. I think there's a little bit of risk there, but I'm willing to take it because what other options do you have in that offense? And then Eckler, I think, is a smash play this week. He was 79, so I paid up at the running back position. But the over-under on this Philly Chargers game is almost 50 points. So I think Eckler is going to get potentially 8 to 10 targets in this one and will thrive.
So we got some more viewers, so that's great. And I just want to update everyone where we're at. You know, Sean and I are just going through some DFS talk. But as we said in the beginning of the show, you know, the weather's kind of calm. There are some winds that we're looking at, but not really impactful down in Florida for the Buffalo-Jacksonville game, possibly San Francisco game and the Green Bay game. But again, nothing impactful, as you can see on our impact table on our website, ffweatherguys.com. Everything is green right now, and I don't think we'll even need to update any status on that, but we will always keep you updated at FF Weather Guys on Twitter is really our main source of information for all of you.
Yeah. And that's a good point, Colin. You know, in some of these games, we may get weather for maybe a quarter, or maybe, you know, it'll be certain plays that are maybe impacted. But overall, for the entire game, we don't expect this to be super impactful. So, you know, whoever you're planning on playing this week, but don't be surprised if there's some wind in the games that Colin just mentioned.
So, Sean, I know you wanted to mention something about an over-under pick of the week, right? I mean, there's really no weather.
Yeah, but I do. But first, I want to get through my wide receivers.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting distracted, and I'm just...
Yeah, I'll go through them quickly. Yeah, no, I have Marquise receivers. Brown.
Yep.
With the Jackson stack. I have Tony here with the Giants. With Galladay is going to be in there. Shepard's out. Slayton has not been effective. We don't know about, you know, what's going on with Evan Ingram. He seems to be... He did get a touchdown, I think, last week.
Right.
But I think... with the Raiders, they're actually passing defense is pretty good. They don't allow a ton of yards after the catch, but I think Tooney's like he's an awesome talent. I think he has a chance to get in that, you know, 6 to 8 reception mark. So I think he's a safe play, especially this is a PPR format that we're playing in. And Renfro, unfortunately, with Ruggs not being there anymore, right, given to some very unfortunate news that we received this week. I think that Renfro has some upside here. I think he's guaranteed a really safe floor. So I'm going Renfro. And then Jarvis Landry is in my flex. So I think, like you mentioned, Colin, right, without OBJ, I think Landry is another really safe play. So a lot of my players here, I feel like I have a lot of safe plays, but my hope is that there's some touchdowns in there as well.
Yeah, and like, you know, every week, DFS, you never know. You know, the lineups that win, you're always like, how did someone pick that? And why would they have picked that player? But I think that's what I like about DFS. Again, if anyone wants to join us on our DFS league, we'll have a link tweeted out, and it'll be on our website. So, yeah, good luck. Yep. Good luck, Sean. You know, I think you've definitely stepped it up over the last couple of weeks. I've seen you in the money, I think, the last 3 weeks almost.
Yeah. I've had a couple good weeks here. I think I had a down week last week because I had the Josh Allen and Emmanuel Sanders stack. So that kind of hurt me. I got a goose egg there, which is never good in DFS. But I'm hopeful this week.
Surprisingly, I still finished third in the money with Emmanuel Sanders with a zero.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, do you want to get to those over-under picks?
Sure.
Of the week?
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Why don't you start? Because we
kind of I'll start here. So, like we just mentioned, there's some speculation about Kyler Murray starting for the Cardinals. Even if he does play, we expect him to be a little bit more limited. We expect the rushing game to pick it up. I would expect Chase Edmonds actually be a good play this week. But right now, the over-under on the Arizona-San Francisco game is around 45 points. I think that this will hit the under. Arizona is ranked number 4 overall in their total defense. San Francisco is ranked number 5. Both have been playing better defensively of late. And with the wins picking up here, I think, again, we don't expect this to be super impactful, but even one or two long, deep passes that are maybe not completed, or maybe one or two kicks that are not made, could be all the difference in this over-under. So with maybe Colt McCoy starting over Kyler Murray, because Kyler Murray may be hurt, and I think also the San Francisco 49ers are going to be relying on that rushing game, how effective Mitchell will be kind of the question mark, but I expect the clock to run quite a bit in this one, and maybe not a ton of points to be scored.
So it's probably not surprising which pick mine is. I am going to take the over of the Bills Jacksonville game. It's right now at 48.5. You have the Bills, who are ranked leads the scoring offense and the scoring defense. So they have the ability to have high scoring games. I think Allen had an okay showing last week. I think they're going to come out. They're going to play well. I also think, the Jags are going to put up some points against the Bills. I think it seems like lately, and I don't like to say this, that the Bills kind of have this like groggy first half. They kind of need to get going. Yeah. So, I hope they're not getting too big for their britches, thinking that they can just coast to these games. But yeah, so I think I'm going to take the over on that. I took the over. I'm in a pick'em betting league where we got to pick spreads and over unders of six games. So I took Bills as my top pick for the win of covering the spread of 14.5. And I'm going to take the over.
So, yeah, you're taking over both Buffalo at the 4, I think it was 14.5, and just the over under. What is the over under on that game right now?
48.
I think it's 48.5, you said?
Yeah, 48.5.
Yeah, I couldn't see this being another like 35-point game for the Josh Allen run offense and them just kind of letting. I feel like the Bills are due for that kind of game and a perfect matchup against Jacksonville. That's confidence has seemed to be depleted over the last several weeks. So I think that's a solid pick.
I think that's our show. I mean, rundown again, no real weather impacts this week, but kind of wanted to just get on the screen and the podcast and talk to all of you and appreciate the following. You can follow us at FF Weather Guys on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, all our social media. Check out our website. We'll tweet out the link to our fantasy or the DFS league. Anything else you want to add, Sean?
No, I think that's all. Again, just like Colin mentioned, putting in that plug about people joining the DFS league, we love to have more people there to compete. But other than that, good luck on this week's matchups.
Yep. Good luck, everyone. Thank you.